Hello, my name is Mr. Race. I'm a physics teacher at Lord Williams' School in Tame, in England, and this is my first revision podcast. This podcast is for Year 10 students studying the electromagnetic spectrum as part of the AQA physics course. The podcast will cover three main areas of the course: electromagnetic waves and its spectrum, redshift, and evidence for the Big Bang. First, let's start with the electromagnetic spectrum. Electromagnetic waves are transverse waves. This means they oscillate up and down rather than along their direction of travel. They also don't need a medium to travel through, unlike sound, which needs a solid, a liquid, or a gas. EM waves are capable of travelling through anything or even a vacuum. We know this is true because we can see light from the sun. How else do we know that electromagnetic waves travel from the sun? Electromagnetic waves all travel at the same speed. This is the speed of light. This is the ultimate speed limit in the universe, and absolutely nothing can ever go faster than this speed. For your exam, you will need to know the names of the parts of the electromagnetic spectrum, the order they are in, and be able to describe their wavelength, frequency, and energy. You'll also need to describe uses in communication and describe some hazards of the higher frequency part of the spectrum, starting with the longest wavelength, which is also the lowest frequency and the lowest energy. We have radio waves. Radio waves are used for communication for AM and FM radio, TV, and radar. Next, we have microwaves. Microwaves can be used for communication as part of satellite dishes or radar, but they can also be used for cooking, such as in a microwave oven. Microwaves are particularly good at exciting water molecules, and that is why you can cook food in a microwave, but only if it's got water in it. Then we have infrared. Infrared is very close to visible light, but it is part of the spectrum that we still are not able to see. We can use it for communication in fibre optics for the internet. We can also use it for our remote controls for our TVs. If it is a hot day today, you might be able to detect some infrared radiation on your skin. This is because infrared is heat. So as well as for communication, infrared can also be used for cooking. Now we enter the part of the spectrum that we can see with our eyes. Visible light, starting with the longest wavelength, starts at red, going through orange, yellow, green, blue, all the way up to purple, which is the shortest wavelength. Don't forget that visible light can be used for communication as well.